My next guest, they're behind a new podcast, Here's the Situation. It's a real podcast about very hypothetical situations. The two hosts, TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell, ask big picture hypothetical questions without clear answers and then take the time allotted to answer them the best they can. It's probably the two Chicago improvisers are in studio tonight to try some hypotheticals out on us. It's a pleasure to welcome Rush Howell and TJ Jagodowski to 720 WGN. Good to see you guys.
What's going on?
Great to see you.
It's really nice to see you.
This is a great podcast. I love it. Where's it come from? Where's this? Because you guys could do anything at this point. Most of it's usually on stage. What is it about this concept that dragged you?
You know, for guys who could do anything, we decided to do nothing.
That's the right answer.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd actually, personally, I'd winnowed my my improv kind of performances down a little bit and down a little bit and was just looking for something to do that would still feel creative but didn't necessarily have to be done in a particular space and in a particular time.
Like, why get off stage? You're so good at it. Is it just a pain in the ass to do the every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock?
You know what? Frankly, I started getting real. The anxiety before started to be less than the satisfaction afterwards.
I think you got that backwards or else you were... What? Really wrong to quit.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, crud. Did I just realize?
The anxiety was too big, and the actual satisfaction afterwards didn't
was
make
less
up
than
for
the
it.
Anxiety. Yeah. Yeah. And this, you know, like, is a way to still do something with a friend that gets to an audience where they don't look at us while it happens.
I want to ask follow up on that, and I want to get back to the podcast, but a lot of people think improvisers, both of you guys, the great part about it is you just make it up on stage. You're so good at it that you have this great innate skill and talent that you can take your jacket off and walk up on stage and do it. So it's surprising to hear about the anxiety of getting on stage.
Yeah, well, you still want to do really good, and you want them to be happy. You want to defy expectation even, and sometimes as the expectation rises, the level to which you want to defy it, you know, rises equally. Sometimes I just miss being like, hey, I'm 24 years old. No one knows who the heck we are, and we're free to just like have this thing go up in flames, you know? Like,
you got too big to fail, right?
No, I got just the right size to fail.
Well, it's funny because Monday we had the people from Second City on talking about their new book, and I just kind of was going through all the highlights and the history of it. And I asked a question. I said, best improviser that was on the Second City stage, and they both said TJ Jagodowski.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
Man, I should
so that's what you're talking
I should
about.
Listen to this yeah, more
it
often.
But the point being that that's probably not just them. That's everybody. So you're right.
That's there recency is a little, bias is what that is, man.
There's a little people. Bit of, I can understand the anxiety. You want to let people down, right?
Yeah.
I really, Rush, what really about don't. You? I mean, because you have a day job. You yeah, are a high-priced lawyer. Like, I mean,
that's right.
What is it about doing a podcast instead of getting up on stage?
Well, it's for a lot of the same reasons, right? It's much easier for us to just get together, and you never have to let people down because you missed a show on a Sunday night because you had to fly out and get to New York, you know, Sunday night and so forth. And so doing a podcast was very attractive vis-a-vis improv. And also, as I was getting older, it was harder to do because for me, and I think for most improvisers, if I go do a 9 p.m., 10 p.m. show on Sunday, then I don't want to just say, oh, great, now I'm going straight to bed. Like, you had fun. I mean, it's an adrenaline rush, and then you want to enjoy like talking about the show, hanging out with your friends, and then that makes Monday morning pretty difficult when you were out till 12:30, you know, every single Sunday doing a show. And then TJ came to me with the idea and said, Rush, you know, you're often throwing around pretty stupid hypotheticals. These kind of conversations that we have after shows or hanging around.
This is what
around.
Improvisers are talking about after shows.
Yeah, exactly. We're just talking about absurd stuff, but trying to do it intelligently, right? And I said, well, that sounds pretty similar to what I do. And I agree. And, you know, then he kind of said, well, why don't we do this podcast? And I said, sure, but I didn't think he would do it. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to buy the equipment. So I need like a firm yes at this point. And I said, yeah, go ahead, buy that equipment.
My mouse is hovering over the buy button.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, well, he knows me well enough to know that I bag at any point. So yeah, it was, you know, he was waiting for me to bail.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about where this premise comes from, because that really is the premise, this idea of highly intellectualized hypotheticals and they're kind of goofy, but at the same time, treating them with respect and actually going after them.
I think so. I think the dumber the situation, the more intelligently we try and speak about it, and more intelligent the situation, the dumber we'll make it. So we'll even it off one way or the other.
It's one thing to say, okay, I want to do a podcast and two improvisers get together, let's do something to buy the equipment, and there's a lot of ways to go. So where does this premise come from? What the idea of here's the situation?
I think it was, like Rush said, in part something that we would do anyway. You know, it was we would literally be at, you know, at the Ale House at 2 a.m. and be like, hey, what if like sharks could walk tomorrow? What do you think would happen? You know, like, or I bother, you know, Beth with this stuff on walking the dog. Like, hey, if birds made square nests, do you think they'd pick different trees? And she's like, go talk to Rush about this.
Talk to Rush.
I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
These are the questions and the answers that are happening. And Here's the Situation, which is a podcast, can be found wherever you get your podcast. All right. You have some hypotheticals for us, and I want to take our break here and come back and get into it. Because you really can't. What I love about it is you can take a theme, and then you break down the hypotheticals inside the theme, and you're able to continue to entertain us for hours on end from this concept. Rush Howell and TJ Jagodowski, the podcast, Here's the Situation. We'll take a break and come back. And do some hypotheticals. Stay with us. The podcast Here's the Situation can be found at all places you get your podcasts, and it's the brainchild of TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell, who are in studio with me tonight. Nate Duford has something to do with this too, and I think he's a podcast producer in town. He does a lot of great stuff.
We would really be lost without Nate on this. I knew enough to like buy the equipment and had to learn how to hook it up. But at that point, we just hand it to Nate and that's like, great. Please figure out how to get this out to people. It's still a mystery to us.
So you guys have perfected the art of the bar conversation hypothetical. We've got that down. So how do you translate that to an episode idea?
Well, we kind of just, the first one we came up with was ended up being a pun almost accidentally, right?
Right.
I think I said, Rush, what about if we do one on the senses? That seemed like open enough to, you know, wide open enough. And I think he might have heard it as the census.
Right.
So we just made the first one sense and sensibility. And then after that, we just start with sort of random wordplay because you can kind of jump off from any point. We just need to narrow the world from the entire world this part of the entire world. So it was kind of by accident. Now we just keep it up for no good reason.
Well, we thought we needed to give ourselves a theme or else they would just all be about gambling and sports, which we don't want to do. So the theme, you know, as they say,
which we do want to do. We don't think everyone wants to hear.
Exactly. As they say, restrictions breed creativity. So we give ourselves a theme every week to help limit what we come in with.
Is there a specified number of podcasts you're going to try to do? Is it by seasons? I mean, because right now, I think, what are you on, the 10th or 11th one? I forgot what the number was.
I think we're up. Are we up? We're up around 30, maybe.
Yeah,
I think we're up around 30.
I don't know what I was looking at.
But so, I think we're just going to keep on going. So we're going to keep on going until it, like, it either doesn't become fun for us or someone else makes it very clear that it's not fun for them anymore. Right now, we don't have enough listeners for them to be a loud enough voice to say, please stop doing this.
Once there's a crescendo of please stop.
Correct.
Right. That's right.
They're outside.
We will certainly take heed.
We'll take heed. All right, so let's talk about some of these hypotheticals. I think the listeners are now understand what you guys are doing. So let's. What are some examples? Let's get into it.
Well, one that I think we've never done the show, but we constantly use as an example is that, let's say tomorrow, all the cats in Chicago were declared wild.
Okay, so all cats are wild.
All cats are wild. They have to be put out. People can't feed them, can't house them, can't spay or neuter them. They just, cats are now out and about doing whatever cats will do. 1 year from that day, do you think there will be more cats, fewer cats, or about the same amount of cats?
That's great.
So yeah. And then we bore the heck out of anyone for about a half an hour just talking about that.
Right.
All right. Well, Rush, what do you say?
I think there would be more cats. Absolutely. I think cats are, you know, I think like the concept of domesticating a cat is kind of a fraudulent concept to begin with. Like, they're doing their own thing. Like the dogs, I feel like if you had dogs, that I would think they might shrink. I think you might get more cats after a while and less dogs, because the dogs, they need companionship. It's really helpful to them to interact with humans and so forth. You can tell I'm more of a dog fan than a cat fan, I suppose, by this answer. But also maybe what I'm saying is cats have some advantages because they're going to do better out there on their own. I also just think they're just going to be wild in the procreation department, so it's going to be a heavy amount of cats.
All right. But if the hypothetical is right now you had to release the cats, right? You would think there'd be a huge population of cats that were spayed and neutered, right? So let's play the hypothetical.
Let's do it.
And so would they be able or domesticate in the sense that they don't have claws in the, or their claws have been trimmed or whatever it might be? Could they survive in a world that is wild?
A certain amount of them, I think the number's going to dip early.
Oh, yeah, for sure. even I, who think there will ultimately be more cats in 1 year,
take a little bit of time.
I would say there's going to be less cats in 3 months.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a dip and then a hard spring forward.
But then all the other ones who aren't spayed or neutered, or, you know, there's some outdoor cats now or some feral cats, and they can still hunt. You know, like a dog needs us. A dog needs us or our garbage.
Right.
A cat's going to find a bird. It's going to find, we got rats. We got lots of available cat food.
Yeah.
Wild living cat food.
Right.
I think cats would go up as well.
I think cats would go up, but I agree with you. I think they might go down in the beginning.
It's going to be a depth.
The question will be the circumstance of if they're all out there and they're wild, does it change our relationship with them? If it changes our relationship with them and they are not seen as pets and they may fall into more of a rodent category, then the question becomes, do they become less because there's more...
This is exactly the beauty of the show. it leads you to another thought.
Yeah,
do they get reclassified as vermin or whatever?
People might not want them around. There might be traps, things like that.
Right.
They would almost reclassify the animal.
Yeah, and there'd just be so many old ladies who just died because their reason for being alive... It'd just be a spate of dead old ladies and lonely.
That's a different hypothetical.
Right.
It happens when you take away the cats, right? That's part two.
Will there be more old ladies, less old ladies? Well, yeah.
Do you want one we got just for you?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do another one. That's a good one. See,
that's
you can
right.
do that. See, the talk show host in me says you can do that for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
You start taking calls right now on that. Just that one alone.
Buddy, cop this. You can make it a segment and then send them our way.
I got a hard pitch for you guys after the segment. You're going to be part of the show.
All right, Justin. Here's the situation.
Okay.
I'd like you personally to rank these career options for yourself in order of most desirable to least desirable.
Okay, most desirable to least desirable.
Okay. The first option is you can never do radio again.
Okay.
Okay. The second is you can do radio, but you have to live in and you can only broadcast to Bismarck, North Dakota.
Never do radio, Bismarck. Okay.
Yep. All right. The third one is you have all that you have right now, but you have a chipmunk voice. Cool. All the time. Not just on radio.
All right.
All the time, not just
on radio.
And the last one is you have all you have right now. You have a regular voice, but your name is Jerklick Sack Attack, and you have to use that name.
It's everywhere.
Yep. You have to, you know, constantly say, welcome back. This is Jerklick Sack Attack.
Sack Attack.
Yep.
All right, look at that.
All right.
So, okay.
Most desirable to least desirable.
So you want me to start with, like, rank them 4, 3, 2, 1, or should I go just in order of each?
What do you like
Whatever
the most?
Okay. I would probably say the one that would be the most desirable would be broadcasting to Bismarck.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I would say that would be okay by me because you're only as important as your surroundings. And if that's what you knew and that's what you were, it reminds me of the DJ that's in Northern Exposure.
Okay.
Oh, remember, he was always like the guy in the middle of the town. I could do that.
That guy
I
was
could
cool
be
as
that He was cool.
Chris or whatever.
Yeah, he was cool
as hell. But you have to live there.
I got to live there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm in. That would be my one. Two would
surprise me. That surprises
me. Two would probably be... that's a tough one. I know the fourth one is probably going to be the chipmunk voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's just, you know what's going to happen, the hypothetical on that is that it'll take a second for management to be like, no, this guy's out.
Right.
So there'd be so many problems, and I couldn't get back in the business. Then I'd try to get a job somewhere else and be like, I don't like your voice. It'd be so many. I would never find my way.
That's
out.
Definitely an O. Henry story, right? Yeah, like, right. you can still do radio, but you have a chipmunk voice, so he couldn't do radio.
So he couldn't do radio, yeah, right?
So yeah, that's last. That's gotta be last.
The second one probably would be
Jerklick Sack Attack.
Yeah, I would say Jerklick Sack Attack. I would say I'm okay with. I would say that's the second most desirable.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
All right,
because I can make that a thing. I can say Jerklick Sack Attack, would you? I can change it up. I can come up with different bits off of that.
Sure.
I could just own it. You know, like. It's all about, just like with the Bismarck, you own it.
After a right. while, we just get used to it, you know? Like,
hey, come and tell like, you what the sports
is. Just Jerklick Sack Attack.
WGN Sports. Yeah. Right, I got it, right? And then I would say Never Do Radio would be the third. Because that's a reality. That's kind of boring. That's going to happen at some point. I'm not going to lie to you. That'll be a point when I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not doing radio anymore. But that's the thing. So 312-981-7200. TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell are here. Their podcast, Here's the Situation, throws out hypothetical questions for you to answer. The two of them, they bounce back and forth. Tonight they're throwing some of us some hypotheticals as well. As 773 says, cats that are outdoor ones, they kill more songbirds, so we'd have no more music.
Oh,
good point.
We don't. That's an unfortunate byproduct.
Yeah,
but no more music. No
but
more
those
music.
Cats don't care. They're going to keep getting. They're going to be more and more cats. I will say to that other hypo, I don't even do radio, and I would still take Jerklick Sack Attack before.
That would be your first one.
I think I don't. I'm not that worried about changing my name.
Yeah, but that's going to see you play in any market. You can. You
yeah.
know, mm-hmm. That should be the attached to that question. Should be that's your name, and you can play in a major market.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're in L.A., Chicago, New York. Then you'd be like, oh, that's a huge opportunity. Terrible name.
Terrible name.
It's going to be. It's. It's because I think about the guys like who are you know the whack back on talk shows like Howard Stern or Mancow or whatever. They've got some names that probably they're not too
like,
happy
hey,
about.
It's Dumpy or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if your name is what Jerklick Sack Attack, you're gonna have trouble not getting in like a zoo crew. It's gonna be hard.
It's kind of odd.
That's what you'd end up there.
Yeah,
it's kind of odd when you voice it and your name's Jerklick Sack Attack. You almost have a chipmunk voice when you
say it. WGN Sports. I can do it.
Yeah.
The podcast is Here's the Situation. Let's take our break here. TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell are here. We got more hypotheticals to get through. If you want to weigh in on the cat.
If someone wants to call in, we got some for people too. If they want to just try,
let's try it. So if you want to call in, TJ and Rush have some hypotheticals that they'll try on you. If you want to try it out, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break here and we'll come back more on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell, two longtime Chicago improvisers, have a new podcast called Here's the Situation, which you can find where you get your podcasts, and it takes hypothetical questions, the big picture items, the big ticket items of our society, gets into them and spends the podcast really kind of hashing them out.
They're trying.
We just tried a great one that I think is a great one. And like I said, you could do an hour on this one on this program. Just the idea if all cats, domesticated, wild, whatever it is, were put out into the wild in a year's time, would there be more cats, less cats, or would it be the same? I love that. I feel like that's exact. I'm in. You sold me. All right.
I got another one
all
for
right,
you.
All right, here we go, Rush.
All right, so here's the situation. You're convicted of a crime you didn't commit. You're sentenced to prison, and it's basically solitary confinement with a few wrinkles that I'll explain in a moment. But for the most part, you're stuck in solitary. You can go. There's a library, so you can look at books and so forth. But the wrinkles are... your cell also has a half-court basketball court attached to it, and you are allowed one and only one visitor. That visitor can come for up to 1 hour a week, and they have to come if you tell them they have
to.
Okay, and your sentence is you are in prison until you make 100 consecutive free throws.
Oh, God. Right?
So my two questions for you are, who is your one visitor that you choose to bring in for 1 hour a week, and number two, how long do you think before you get out of prison?
Wow. Well, I know this. I am the guy at my local park who will go out in the summertime and try to shoot 100 free throws. I do them 10 at a time, and my percentage is pretty low. It's like in the 30s and 40s. Like, there'll just be like, you get to a point where your arms are tired, and I'm hitting 3 out of 10, and I'm just like, this is idiotic. Nerf basketball is a whole different story.
Money.
That's a good question. Okay, so the big question is that you have If you get 100 straight, you can get out of...
You're out. Yep. They let you right out. All's good, but you got to make 100 in a row.
But it's solitary confinement, so you have to, you know, because the first thought when you said one visitor for, what is an hour?
An hour a week.
You're thinking loved one, spouse.
Yeah, sure.
And you're like, eh. But if you want to get out of prison, you need someone who has the skill set.
Free throw coach.
You need like a doctor. Yeah, Dr. Basketball or right. something like that.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a guy named Mr. Free Throw.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and that guy would go around and he would tour and he would shoot. Right. And he made 5,000. I think he made. I asked my friend this one, and he was like, he went to Wikipedia, and the guy, Mr. Free Throw, made like 3,800 in a row. And then somebody else came in and hit 5,200. So he just, buried Mr. Free Throw.
That's Dr. Basketball.
Yeah, that's Dr. Basketball. But TJ said Rick Barry, which I loved.
Yeah,
because I go diaper. I'm going diaper shot on it. I'm going under.
Oh, my
God. And he also said that one reason he wanted it because he kind of liked the idea of forcing Rick Barry to waste an hour of his week in a jail.
Does it have to be the same person every
yes.
week? Oof.
So I think like a key question is, do you think you're ever going to make the free throws? Because if you're not, you may as well have your wife or somebody you love and care about and conjugal visit. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you at that point, it's just going to get frustrating to have like Steph Curry or Rick Barry or Mr. Basketball or Dr. Free Throw or whoever coming in there and just getting super frustrated with your form.
And I don't even know if there's time in that one out. Like, when do you shoot the 100 in a row?
Oh, you can shoot anytime you want.
You can shoot, as much anytime as you want.
I would be so stressed. Like, could you stop? Could you say I'm at 30 and I'm coming back? But then you're like, I'm going to go in there without Dr. Basketball and I'm going to miss.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
I mean, there's no heat for the first 60.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy. 63.
Oh my God.
71.
The first time the first time you hit 70. Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
You're never making the 71st on that.
I take a break immediately. Well, I don't know, cuz then you got a hot hand,
you want to ride that hot hand.
Oof. Man.
But you got to get yourself, I mean, if you're going to be able to do it, you're going to have to make yourself into a 90% free throw shooter.
So and then get lucky.
Yeah, right. Well, a 90% free throw shooter, if they did it, you know, kind of all day, every day, we calculated, is more, you know, about 50-50 to do it within 6 months.
Right.
But if you're an 80% free throw shooter, you're never going to do it.
Never going to do it. And I would even think the best free throw shooters in the NBA couldn't do it. They would. I mean, maybe Steph Curry could do it. But
I think he'd be out within a week. No problem. Probably a day.
773 says, free throw loophole. 100 consecutive, but the rules don't say that you can't shoot 100 over several days, right?
Correct.
That's so true. You just can't miss. You just want a day if you want it.
Sure. But you're giving up another day in jail to rest up from that one that you hit.
Yeah. That guy has like a magical power where he can hit one free throw a day. That's the only reason, the way it's a loophole, because otherwise, like, I don't make my first one every single day.
Right. 630 Holly says Steph Curry, of course.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that can teach you how to sink 100.
Yeah.
I feel like a Mark Price, like an 80s guy. I want an 80s.
That was Rush's man right there.
Yeah,
like an 80s basketball free throw shooter.
Well, also, just because they can doesn't necessarily mean they can teach.
Right.
You know, like there have been lots of people who are skilled at their sport or their craft are not good at instructing.
So I'm going to pick Jim Boylan, the coach of the Bulls, so he can make me run burpees up and down to get my stamina
in jail
up.
Forever and be in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
And then you may as well just
have your wife visit if you're in that good a shape.
Just, you know, I'm going to be great at the fundamentals and I'm going to work hard, but I'm not just going to make the shots.
Kid can't hit a shot, but boy, prisoner number 422 makes a crisp chest pass.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good one, man. Whew. That's a good one, man. I don't know.
And so do you think you probably never get out of jail? Or do you think you would ultimately be able to teach yourself and get out of it?
I don't know. The problem is that I don't have a lot of faith that I would understand how to fundamentally make free throws.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, these guys who go in there and you're following, if someone's teaching you how to, if it's Barry or if it's Steph Curry, and they're showing you where your elbow's supposed to go and your hand, I still don't know if... I have that talent.
Right. Because also, like, in some ways, dudes who swing a baseball bat every day lose their swing.
Right.
Or, you know, something slips and, you know, and they have a bad month or whatever. So it is. Like, just because even you learn it doesn't necessarily mean you can repeat it.
Dave's got a great question. Hold up. You guys have the ability to summon anybody. models, movie stars, whatever you want, to your cell.
Yep.
And you guys are playing basketball?
Yeah, right. And that's funny that he says that because, again, I did this with a bunch of friends in my like sports fantasy league, and about half of them are like Scarlett Johansson, you know, and then the other half are like, you know, Steph Curry or whatever. And then I'm like, what makes you think that Scarlett Johansson's going to like you just because yeah, she's right, forced right. to come for an hour a week and hang
you.
Out.
She's going like, to hate you. I'm in the middle of shooting a movie. I don't want
right.
to be here.
And she's like, I feel compelled to go for some reason, now, so here I am, rules, but I really right? don't care for you.
Now that I think about it, I might just, for that hour, bring in someone else who's just a little bit worse at basketball than me.
Just to beat up one of
them. I got this whole court. I want to win. Just someone who's a little bit worse.
I might go back to my Bismarck thought. You know, you own your surroundings, right? And so maybe I just enjoy jail forever, right. But I own the surroundings. Can you use the basketball court just to freestyle if you're not interested at all in this game?
Yeah, it's yours. Yeah, it's yours. It's part of yourself.
Right. Do you want us to throw one out that might be easily answerable by texts?
Yeah, let's do another one. 312-981-7200. I like these so far. All of these are great. This is essentially, you guys are doing great talk radio.
Hey, good.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. The guys from Here's the Situation, TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell, are here. Here's the Situation is a podcast that throws hypothetical questions like the ones you listened to tonight out, and they will discuss at the height of their intelligence to get to the bottom of it. I'm not sure if they ever do, but they try.
Yeah, if there is a bottom,
these guys find it. all right, so let's move on to another hypothetical.
Okay, this one might be answerable by text if people want to. So you're familiar with those 4-color ink pens?
Mm-hmm.
This is one from Pens and Pens.
Yep.
So here's the situation: you have one of those, but instead of ink coming out, beverages come out. Unfortunately, they're the only 4 beverages you'll ever have access to.
Mm.
So what specific 4 drinkable beverages liquid. do you choose? And for coffee drinkers, I'd like to remind you, if you take it with cream is another beverage.
Ooh, so yeah, you can't have both, right?
Correct.
Oof.
Correct. So you only have 4 beverages for your life coming out of your pen. What do you want?
That's a good one. All right, so I would think water would have to be one, right?
Great. Wise choice.
You going with sparkling water or tap water?
No. Which, probably a tap.
Okay, you know, like, and is it going to be like a Chicago tap?
A Chicago
great.
Tap.
Okay,
right,
great.
That's one. Pete knows this of myself. Lately, I've been on a Cherry Coke binge, going to Jimmy John's to find a Cherry Coke. So maybe Cherry Coke on the side.
I don't know. I mean, you're on a binge lately. Do you want to commit to the rest of your life for this binge? Do you want your binge to go for the next 40 years?
You're right. I'd be like, oh, why did I pick Cherry Coke? This is terrible.
This is like the kid who likes dinosaurs for 2 months and their parents redo their whole bedroom in stegosauruses and stuff. Like, I don't like those anymore. Now I like space.
All right. Rush, what do you think?
In fact, I said when you asked me this, I said it's got to be something I've been drinking consistently for at least 5 years so that I avoid the fad problem. My 4 were water, and I said like Fiji water. Although I'm very close to switching to sparkling water. I'm about 80-20 now, sparkling versus regular water, but I still think for like after workouts and stuff, I don't want the sparkling water.
Right,
I want
that
the
could
still.
Be, right.
So then I said number 2 would be Diet Dr. Pepper. I don't drink coffee. That's the caffeinated beverage of choice for me. 3rd, I said that I'd have to have a beer, and so I think I picked Stella. I just tried to pick the beer that fits in the most situations. That's not my favorite beer, but I could see drinking a Stella outdoors. I could see having it at a wedding. I can see having it, you know, almost any circumstance.
It's a beer for all occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. It's the Thomas More or whatever of beers.
Yeah.
The paint company?
I thought the Man for All Seasons was, is that?
No, it's close.
Although I guess I could do like Bud Light and then just that's the water since it's like it's close enough thing, that I can do it. Right. And then I would have like a red wine, I think, in there. So. I think that's where I would end up.
What's your booze? Do you have a booze in there?
I guess you do. So I would probably say water. I would probably say coffee.
Yep.
I would say probably a beer. Like I said, I like the Stella idea. I like something for all occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question becomes, what are you doing there?
You don't have a sweet one in there.
Right.
You don't have a soda pop in there.
Juice.
Yeah. Right. Juice.
Juice.
Yeah. Here's one thing that I considered. I eat a lot of cereal. I had to have a soy milk as one of mine because I eat a lot of cereal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's
so maybe
it's not a bad inclusion. I'd tell you, a terrible inclusion is like the people are like, I gotta have my vodka tonic. you're taking up two of your four slots.
Right, I got a ton of texts coming in on this. All right, so
and ice. If you have it with ice, you're getting your that's three.
Oh, yeah, ice is ice is a
interesting. Yeah, I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to put ice in stuff.
Well, you have water.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I guess you have to freeze it. You put the water.
And no one so far has not put water in there. No. I look forward to that person.
All right, 815 says water, tea,
okay,
Fanta lime.
Wow.
Wow. And gin.
I want to hang out with that person. I'll just tell you that right now.
That is an unreduplicatable. That's go great, around the world. No one else is going to have that list of four.
Right, and we started with water and tea.
Yeah,
which like 60% of the world's got that in there, and still in the next two, we managed to get to a unique one.
All right, 630 says this is easy. Water, Captain Morgan.
Okay.
Diet Coke.
Okay, Captain
Morgan.
Oh wow. I mean, there's not many bigger Captain Morgan fans than
I guess.
I hope the second Captain Morgan is that famous jumping dog. Do you remember that one? He was the world's greatest. Like he jumped off the dock and could catch frisbees further than any dog in history.
Yeah,
and he held the record until this year for 20 years. And now there's a better jumping
dog.
Yeah, better jumping dog. Like that. I find it hard to believe, but
I find it hard. I feel like in this day of technology and steroids, and blood circulation and thing, that they could dope that dog.
That's probably what happened.
All right, Robert says, okay, ready for this one?
Ready,
water,
Robert.
Yep. Black coffee.
Yep.
Coca-Cola.
Okay.
21-year-old single malt scotch.
That's a fine list.
I think that is like a down-the-middle solid
list.
That's
a really solid list. Okay. Yeah. That's a really solid list.
All right.
That person wears like, you know, suits with like white shirts. You know, they just stick with the classics and
deliver. What was the last one?
Macallan, 21-year Macallan on top of
very brown,
Coca-Cola.
Very brown list.
Yeah,
very brown list. Very brown. Coffee. This guy's all about business.
It's business. Right? Yeah. It's a business. It's a business.
I want
order.
All my beverages to do something.
Yeah.
All those do a little something for
it. I liked it. Yeah, that's a great list because each does something very different.
You really nailed it.
Good work, Robert.
The texts are coming in fast and furious here. All right, 815. Fiji water.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
Almond milk.
Oh, okay.
Two.
Yep.
Black tea at three. Guinness at four.
Okay.
That's why I think like you chose Stella.
Yeah.
Because Guinness doesn't necessarily feel. I'm not quibbling with the list. It's your list. But it's not an everyday. It's not a sit on the porch hot in the summertime. Yeah.
Like, when you're like, oh, man, I need a beer because I just was moving this couch.
Right.
Guinness is not where you're
No.
I'm almost never getting a Guinness, even though I enjoy it.
Right.
But yeah, oh, God. Because my fifth one, which no one has said yet, but my fifth one, if I had it, you know, if instead of the pen, I got one out of each of my fingers, for instance, would be Gatorade.
Yeah, sports drink.
Like a lemon-lime Gatorade. Right. And then I could switch my regular water to a sparkling water.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I have a good thing after a workout.
I have water and sparkling water. I have water and club soda both on my list.
You have what are your four?
Water, club soda, coffee, soy milk.
Wow.
It's a lame list. You don't go to a rock concert with that list. You know,
I like the Captain Morgan call. That's not a bad call because, you know, then it's going to get you buzzed. And it's got a little spice to it. You can drink it by itself or also mix it with the
Coca-Cola on the list. I think there was a Diet Coke on that list.
I like that they're thinking Diet Coke. They're like, they're thinking about their figure.
Yeah. Well, when you're doubling up on Captain Morgan.
Yeah, they're doubling up on... It's funny to say that. I had a friend who, every time we would go to a bar, he would get a Captain and Coke, right? Mm-hmm. That's the thing. But he'd order it. He'd say he wanted it in a pint glass.
Oh, yeah.
And it just would drive the bartenders crazy because they're like, so you want a double?
Mm-mm.
And they're like, no, I want the same amount you would put in, but it put more Coke in there.
Tall.
Oh, wow.
Like a tall.
Tall.
Yeah, and they were having such a hard time with it.
Yeah.
But it was always a thing. It's a lot of Coke.
If I had to do one hard liquor in there, I mean, I'm kind of amazed with that gin call. That's interesting, but I can't drink straight gin.
What the Fanta Lime is for, right?
I guess. Oh,
Fanta Lime? I don't know if you've ever heard of Fanta Lime.
It's a green one?
Yeah,
I don't know. I assume there's an orange one and a yellow one and a green one.
Yeah, I guess I would have to go with like a scotch. That just seems, or a whiskey. Maybe a whiskey.
Does Pete, you know your four on this?
Water.
Yep.
Coffee.
Solid.
Oat milk.
Mm. Okay. Oat milk is on the board.
Yeah. Almond milk's killing bees. I'm reading about getting rid of
almond. Yeah, I heard about that,
too. You better
too.
Hope that you're into oat milk and you're not just doing that for the environment, because this is with you forever.
And beer.
And beer.
Which one?
Like a daisy cutter.
Oh, that's a great, that's a
fine
great
list. I love a daisy cutter.
That might right. be my favorite beer.
All right, I have a ton of texts here. I have at least 15, 20 people that are already in on the list. All right, let me do this. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can text. We'll keep going here. TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell are here. We'll take our break here, and we'll come back, and we'll get to more texts on what would be the four drinks that you could live with for the rest of your life. That would come out of one of those pens.
Yeah.
It used to be the colored pens. What if it was liquid? What if it was a drink? What would be the four things? The podcast is called Here's the Situation. You can hear Rush and TJ take this question and others to the brink. How often does it come out? Every week?
Every week. Every Monday. It's out there.
Here's the Situation, which we found where you get your podcasts. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. Stay with us. 312-981-7200. TJ Jagodowski, Rush Howell are here. They are the creators of Here's the Situation, a podcast that takes hypothetical questions and they discuss them with the time allotted.
Oh, beat them to death. Just beat the living snot out of them.
All right, so we have a ton of texts and I want to get into them because TJ, set up the hypothetical that you threw out.
So, yeah, it was born out of pens and pens, which put me in thought of my grandparents always had those four. It was like green and blue and red and black.
The colored pens, right?
Yeah, and so instead of ink coming out of those, if they were beverages coming out of there, but they were the only beverages that you ever, that you could ever have, what four beverages would you live the rest of your life with?
All right, so let's start with 630. 630 says, okay, I only have three.
Ooh, wow. 630, taking it to another.
They want a black pen. Yeah. They want to make sure they can have a writing utensil with the board.
Easy water coffee.
Yeah.
Third, chocolate shake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, I can't tell if they're just confident or cocky or they just couldn't think of a fourth one. But
either way, I like their life. Shake, yeah. I like how they've simplified their life. Yeah. I like it.
Wow.
All right. Can I sell what comes out of the pen or is the supply unlimited?
It's unlimited.
You sell it.
So but like, I mean, like, were you going to become an alcohol distributor?
Yeah,
or?
You'd be, yeah, that's the beginning of capitalism in your system. You'd have Stella.
So they're like, yeah, Johnny Walker bottle? Blue, yeah. Like yeah. Liquid saffron. Like, right. You know.
He'd be out on the corner saying, I know you only got four. I can give you a fifth.
Chateauneau de Pomp, you know.
And Bernays sauce.
Yeah.
I would say no, you cannot sell it, right?
No, but, shouldn't be able to sell it.
But I love your spirit. I love entrepreneurial spirit.
See, this is a person we haven't had a guest yet, but when we've talked about him, like, hey, we need ones who don't try and game the hypothetical, man. Like, I know we have some friends where, like, they're just going to be like, wait, why am I on a plane? Why am I skydiving? I wouldn't do that. Like, okay.
All right.
We can't have you.
Yeah. I mean, this pen is unsanitary. Yeah. And how is it unlimited? It doesn't make sense.
Just
it
would be dripping out of here? Right. It's stupid.
312 says Grey Goose, water, Coca-Cola, orange juice.
That's a fine, well-rounded. Takes you through that takes you through your day, right?
Yeah, and
there,
you get your screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Water, Coke, coffee, and Blue Moon.
Yeah,
nice, solid.
So Blue Moon gets in. Water. Oh, this is a good one, man. 630. Water already. Water, RC Cola.
Wow. Okay.
Classic. Guinness, and Cherry Kool-Aid.
Wow. Wow, the cherry
for kids'
Kool-Aid.
Parties.
Yeah, and you can make
hey, man,
Jell-O.
The first three are for me. Last one's because I have a six-year-old.
You got to think about that, right? They're thinking about providing for their family.
Your kids got your own pen. Kids, okay. kids,
but
kids
you know kids can't make
oh, don't decisions. Let the kid. Yeah. Don't let the kid get four different like suicides on the slushies. Oh, no.
Yeah, just be all the blue slushy from 7-Eleven. All right. Tito's LaCroix berry flavor. Cab Sav Coca-Cola.
All right. I kind of like it.
That's good. Water, coffee, tomato juice.
Ooh, vodka, really?
Tomato
no,
juice.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, Bloody Mary? They were that worried about Bloody Marys? Is that what that is?
I don't know. That's keep me out of the tomato
juice. That person was just like, all I care about is brunch, right. Man. That's all I want. Yeah. I want to be okay at brunch.
If your favorite drink's an old fashioned, you're in bad shape, right?
You're bad shape.
I'm going to have the bitters, this other kind of bitters.
An orange
rye. Yeah.
shove the orange peel in there. My four drinks would be 630s. This is a very first aid approach. Water, milk, cranberry juice so I can treat urinary infections, and Gatorade in case I need fluids.
This person lives in so much fear. That person lives in so much fear all the time. I'm going to slot one just for urinary tract infections.
Maybe they're a nurse. Maybe they're like thinking about society.
I love it. Man. I love it. See, you're not, you once said you're in the top 1% of worriers. I'm not sure you are.
I don't,
You didn't put urinary tract beverage in there.
I haven't seen that 630 person at the meeting.
920s has a question. I need a ruling before choosing.
Okay.
Can I add powdered flavors to my water?
Well, your water is going to be separate because the same thing as like tea. It's basically just water run through a bag, but tea is a separate beverage. So
if you were going to have like a like a Crystal Light.
Yeah.
It has to be Crystal
that
Light.
That is a thing. You can't just call that water.
You can't just get the water and then add stuff after.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Because it ain't water no more.
Right. All right. Water, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
Coffee. Ooh. And Malort.
Oh, yeah, right. Now
because
I feel bad.
This, he says, because I'm in recovery, and if I decided to jump off the wagon, this would make me swear out.
Put you right back.
Wow. Now, see that? I got better respect.
Yeah.
Although, you're off the wagon because you can only get what's in the pen. So
there you go. Guys, this is great. I love it. Can you stick around? Are you guys got a split?
No.
Let's do one more. We'll do it on the backside of the news.
Great.
You got other hypotheticals, and then we'll get you out of here by 10:15 or so.
Sounds good.
Sure. TJ Jagodowski, Rush Howell are with me. I just ran out of time. I looked up, and Pete's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, reading a bunch of texts. Here's the situation. It's a podcast, and we'll have more right after the news here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to rerun our interview we did with Bruce McCullough tonight. One of the kids in the hall, also director on Schitt's Creek, is coming taking his one-man show to Lincoln Hall on Sunday night, telling stories about his life in, I was going to say, Canada, Hollywood? I'm not sure. he is in Hollywood. He was a writer on SNL. He talked about it in an interview about how it was like one of the biggest failures in his life, being a writer on SNL because of he didn't realize that the kids in the hall were so special. And that he went there and he was like, oh, I'm the best. And he went there and he realized quickly that, oh, he left a good thing.
That sounds like a really tough gig.
Yeah.
I think we both have friends who had different kind of rides doing that. That's a tough way to make a living, I think.
That's TJ Jagodowski. Rush Howell is here as well. Here's the Situation is the podcast, and you can hear it every week. They put it out on Mondays. You can find it wherever you find your podcast. Taking hypothetical questions and tearing them apart to find the answers that we all are looking for. We thank everybody who texted in for the which flavor, what beverages from the pen would you drink?
Nice response.
Great response. Great stuff.
Answers.
So let's move on and do some new hypotheticals that you guys have. Now, one of the things before you do it, one of the things I love about the podcast is you guys don't share your hypotheticals with each other beforehand. That's the fun of it, that you're the first time you're hearing it.
Correct, right? Correct. And Rush wrote one for tonight that obviously you nor I have heard. But yeah, we didn't want to like talk about it and then try and recapture that discussion. It seems like the spontaneity and the initial response. It also makes it so that fortunately or unfortunately for us, sometimes we don't come up with great answers to them because some of them you need to think about for a while, but we don't have that luxury at that time.
Right. Well, we keep doing this. I do this one where there's this eccentric billionaire, and he captures you, and he puts TJ in this room, and it's the first one that was every NBA mascot is in there, but a real-life version of it, and you have 15 seconds to pick two on your team and pick three you're going to go up against in a fight to the death. So, you only got 15 seconds to think about it. And
the first one was the NFL.
You're right. First one was the NFL, and neither TJ nor I thought of the Titans, which would clearly win.
Clearly win.
The Titan is going to dominate. But TJ was very good. He's like, I'll take a jet.
I thought I had a bunch of birds. I thought I had it. The Jet was on my team. Was like, I don't care who's on the other team. I think I put a Cardinal and a Seahawk or something on the other team because I have a Jet now. Yeah. It might have been. Did I pick a Giant at least? No, you had the Giant.
I had the Giant.
I had a Jet and something else. Like, I win.
The Titans going to take that Jet down. And then in the NBA, we forgot that one is the actual sun or multiple
suns,
stars.
Right, right.
That's probably going to win. Although we had a good debate about whether ultimately the Jazz beats the Heat or the Heat beat the Jazz. I think Jazz trumps Heat because if you go to like New Orleans, those guys are sweating and doing great.
And they're playing
the best.
Yeah.
So yeah, we never. And so it is fun when you have less time because you make mistakes, and those can be fun.
All right, so let's hear what Rush got.
Brand new one, Rush.
Okay, right. I'll do the new one. And this is like sometimes you have ones that are kind of more yes or no and a little shorter. So that's this one. So that same eccentric billionaire who TJ hates, he comes to you and he says, "Hey, I got a great deal for you," and he's willing to give you this new like kind of Fitbit slash Apple Watch, whatever it is. But it's a step counter.
There's going to be a catch.
That he puts on your left wrist, right?
There's going to be a catch. I know this guy,
and
it
counts every step that you take, just like all these Fitbit type things. And he says to you, "Here's what I'm offering you. You can take it or leave it. On day one that you wear this, you got to walk 1,000 steps.
Okay.
Day two, you got to go 2,000 steps. You got to keep going up 1,000 steps every day for a month.
Oh.
So that on day 30, you've walked 30,000 steps. Day 29, 29,000 steps, and all the way down. If you complete it, he'll give you $50,000 on the spot. If you fail on any day, the thing gets super hot and just burns your left hand right off. So it just melts your left hand and then cauterizes the wound.
I knew this guy. I knew it. I knew this guy.
He's eccentric.
Eccentric's not the right adjective.
He's eccentric.
It's past eccentric.
So here, the situation. Wow. Do you do it?
No, I don't do it.
I mean, it's 50 grand.
But I could blow out a hamstring on day 16, and then I just have 2 weeks to know that my hand's gonna burn off.
Well, it would burn off the minute you've missed it, right?
That's right. Yeah, you wouldn't have to sit and wait. Yeah, the first day you miss, you're done.
Injury?
Yeah.
Okay. Injury is a good point. That's you got to think about an injury. But I'm not sure because I don't do the Fitbit and step stuff. How many steps in a day one takes? That's going to be the question. Pete is an Orange Theory guy.
Okay.
Do you pay attention to how many steps you take in a day?
I pay attention to how closing my rings.
Yeah, nice. Good.
Okay. But I'm looking at my steps right now. And today, for example, I worked out for an hour and then just came to work and did stuff. I have only 10,000 steps.
Ooh. Yeah. I can tell you 30's a lot. That's a big day. We actually did this like total idiots. We got into a battle at work where we started at 10,000 and you just had to add 1,000 a day, and we went until only one man was standing, and I got third place. I quit at 27,000, and the top two guys, the second place guy, quit at 34,000, and they both had serious injuries that have plagued them forever from this thing.
Wow.
Not as serious as having your hand burned off.
And they also didn't get $50,000.
They didn't get the $50,000. Now, TJ, how is there amount of money that you would do it? Like for $10 million, are you gonna say, I don't care, come hell or high water,
I'm not getting into bed with this guy.
Yeah.
The eccentric billionaire is off my list of dudes I'm making deals with.
Right. No, come on.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
See, now you're fighting. He's fighting the hypo.
Yeah. I for 312 says hard pass. They're out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm interested because you're right. 30,000 is a lot.
Pete.
But if I prepared myself, and Pete, you did 10,000 today?
How many miles? Does it say how many miles? 10,000? 10,000?
It's about 4.
5.7 miles.
Never mind.
So you got to be going. You got to walk by the end. You got to be walking about 15 miles every day.
No.
Like 15, 14 and three quarters. 14
no, but you,
and a
you
half.
Said 10,000 was 5. Okay. All right. 5 point something. So almost 18. Right?
Did you say you had 10,000 today? That was the
10,230.
Oh my god.
To be
exact. 2,600. This is not a.
It's
day.
A major. It's a major imposition, but he's giving you 50,000. It's not for nothing. You don't just get to. He's not like, hey, wear this watch for a month.
Is it 50 grand? Don't change my life.
Yeah, that's
and
what I was gonna say.
Your buddy who did this, his life is a little bit changed from having tried.
Hurt his Achilles badly. But you're saying there's no amount of money. For me, there's certainly an amount of money where I'm like, I'm not that worried about the injury. I can take the time. I can even if I have to just limp it, I can do. What are those 15,000 or 15 miles on the last few days? Yeah, I can do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you did it for $1 million for me, that's a no brainer. I put that slap that thing on me.
I don't know why my mind goes to taxes. Like on the 50,000, I'm like, I don't know. If you get 20% off of that, it's only going to be 30 grand.
This eccentric billionaire is in bed with the IRS.
Yeah,
he's
don't
that
even
powerful.
Worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. He will pay you. That's your take home.
That's my take home.
It's a take home. Okay, right. He'll pay the taxes on it.
Yeah, it's like 74,700 or whatever, and you're clearing the 50.
708 says I just do my steps on a treadmill. It's still you could do that. Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's still going to be. I wear a Fitbit 847 says I do 20,000 and 30,000, between 20 and 30 a day.
Oh, boom. That person's easily.
What does that person do? Get chased by signing. Chased by bears for a living?
Wildcats.
What's your job? Running from murderers? Good Lord.
Well, I like this one. I would it's so tough because I'm curious because it's a great fitness challenge, but there's much more at stake than my fitness.
Hate
my
to lose
left
that left
hand would be
yeah.
gone if I'm like.
It's your non-dominant hand. Right. So if you're left-handed, yeah. he'll put it on your right hand.
He's, oh, what a sweetheart!
Yeah, no, look, he's giving away money.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
because you're right. I could see myself by the 17th day being like, this was fun, but I'm done. Mm-hmm. I got other things to do, but you can't because you'd be
goodbye
you'd
hand.
Be, the injury right. would mm-hmm. be severe.
And I can tell you from experience that it's. The brutal part about it is you do the 24,000. That is a long. That's a ton of walking. And then you get up the next day, and it's Groundhog Day, except worse.
Oh, well, you got to do another.
You know, Groundhog Day, a little bit colder. So you're like, oh my God, I just did the 25. I'm right back into 26. I mean, that is a rough week.
That is.
The 25.
What
to
month
30.
Do you try it in? If you decide to take it on, what month do you pick, or does it not matter? You can do it all indoors.
I'm probably going to do it in like January and do it on a treadmill.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any prep time? Meaning,
yeah,
I
you
have
can
6 months to get ready for this.
Yeah, you can take whatever time you want before he's gonna. But once he puts it on, it starts.
Right.
That's day one. The first day is great. 1,000 steps. I mean, oh, you get that by going to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm intrigued. Yeah. I'm intrigued. I would like to see the number go up. Like,
yeah,
I think the money number should go up. I'm how much money I'm going to get for this, but I would be intrigued, and I'd take about 7 months to get ready for it. 6-7 months.
Yeah. Okay. You can talk to him. He'll negotiate.
He'll negotiate.
Yeah,
I've heard he's a big fan. He's a big fan of TJ's.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just quickly, what do you have? Other hypotheticals that you guys might be tossing around on the podcast?
We had one that we did once that was so you sign up for the draft, you find out that you are drafted. You've just been drafted into military service, but the draft is no longer hooked to time at all. So you could be drafted into any war that the U.S. has ever fought in from the Revolution till today. So which war are you hoping, like, hope I don't go to that one the most, and which you, like, if you could prioritize, like, well, send me to that one at the top of the list.
Wow.
Because one of the things that Rush and I were interested in was, when we first started this, is, like, what do you base your decisions on? Like, I asked my wife, Beth, and she wanted to go to the newest one. Send me to the newest one, because she's most concerned with medical care.
Right.
So don't send me to, you know, any of the historical
war.
One.
You just get a little
literal sawbones
right.
guys yeah, and, yeah. stuff, and stuff like that. But other people are like, you know what, send me to World War II. It is morally the most clear war that you know that they could
fight
that they
the
could
Nazis, right?
Right. And so just to avoid any moral ambiguity on it, that, like, at least they felt best about going to that they felt they were on the side of right, whereas
there,
something like Vietnam
you have
or
a,
something
I was
knows.
Gonna say is it major wars, could I go to Grenada?
I joked with Rush, is like, well, maybe I'll just go to the War of 1812 just to, like, find out what the hell is going
what
on
here.
Who are we fighting?
Who?
Where
what?
Are we? What's
again
what's caused all this?
Is this real?
You get the win. You get the win down, but the who and the why, that's a tough one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one, because there's a couple wars you wouldn't want to go near.
No.
American wars that I would think no one would want to go to. But then there's others that you're like, you're right, I agree with Beth. The late, like the one where you have to go with the modern technology and everything that's around is probably the safest.
Yeah, I don't know, because they also have the most modern ways of killing you. You know, like,
you're absolutely right.
I thought maybe about the Revolution, because, like, if I dodge the first bullet, it's going to take them 3 minutes to reload. And I'm also in Massachusetts for a lot of it, so I could go like,
home.
I might go home at the end of the day, sleep in my own bed, head back out to the war in the morning.
You could be like the Swamp Fox. You can do a lot of jumping in. Yeah.
And they're coming down the middle of the street with drums dressed in red.
Yeah,
like,
right.
This is sitting ducks.
Easy. This is easy.
And then one I was going to say that I like that we did also in our very first episode that might be good for people after we exit to write in and say what they think. But it's a little complicated, but here's the situation. You get to add one question to the census. It could be any question you want. Now, Simon, in addition to that, there is a lonely cabin atop a desolate mountain out in Colorado. And you are going to have to live in that cabin for a week with one somewhat randomly picked stranger. The way that you decide who that stranger is going to be is when you submit your census question, you get to say, the person chosen to live with me for that week will give will be drawn from all of the people that gave a specific answer Ooh. To my census question. So you could do either like a yes or no, like a simple yes or no question. You know, do you like dogs? I only want people that say yes. And if right. so, they could go. Or you could have it much more complex, like rate the Brady Bunch as a sitcom mm-hmm. from 1 to 10. And I only want the people that said 9.
Right.
Like, I don't want the huge fans that are 10, but I want people that love it. And the one that everyone always said would be like, oh, I've got it solved. You should make your census question like, are you TJ Jagodowski? I should ask that because then I know I'll get to spend the week with TJ. Except I think that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a bunch of like people that don't know how to fill out forms who say, yes, I'm TJ Jagodowski. Or you're going to have pathological liars.
Right.
So I'm going to be like 1 in 10,000 yeah. to get yeah, the right TJ. And the other 99 are all bad. So
there's a lot you can do with that.
Very interested in what people's questions are. Yeah.
You got to do it like psychological profile or you know, if people like this. Or if I like this, I want people who like this too, so I try yeah. to get the question to answer.
Yeah.
Like, do you know the rules of speed chess or something? If you like that game,
right,
then you could
right.
at least have somebody that you can play in right. speed chess or that doesn't know how to fill out
yeah.
forms.
Right.
I think I'd settle on, like, do your what on a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would your friends say you are? Just give me 8s. You know, like, anyone who says 10, total jerk. You know they're a jerk.
Right.
But, like, whoever's like 8,
how,
like, okay,
how humble
sounds,
are you? 1
right,
to 10.
Right. Such good. You guys, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks so much for
this
having
is really
us.
Good. You guys got to listen to the podcast. Here's the Situation. Yeah. Great Chicago improvisers, TJ Jagodowski and Rush Howell, are the hosts of this program or this podcast. Here's the Situation. It comes out every Monday, and you can find it wherever you find podcasts. TJ Jagodowski, Rush Howell. Great to have you guys.
Always great seeing you, man.
You got to come back. So listeners love this. You got to come back.
Thanks, pal.